Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, about what's going on at Kirkwood in August.
Thanks for having me.
Well, August, an exciting time of year for those in education, and the Kirkwood Regional Center is the same. Start of a new school year. What are you guys doing to get ready for a new year?
Yeah, August is definitely an exciting and a busy time. Kirkwood's starting our classes on Monday, August 20th. So right now we are busy preparing for not only all of our high school students that will be entering the building to take concurrent credit classes, but also our traditional credit students and other student populations that we serve as well.
What has you most excited this time of year for a new school year?
It's just such an exciting new beginning time. We really enjoy welcoming our new high school students into the building. You know, of course we enjoy having those returning students, but it's fun to see that first-time high school student coming into the building, taking college credit classes, and having them being excited about of the opportunity and the future that they have here.
How about for those with the high school diploma and beyond that age group that are looking to further their education? What services does the Kirkwood Regional Center offer to those individuals?
Sure. The Regional Center is just such a great resource for so many different populations that we might be serving here in our county. You know, we mentioned the high school students. Of course, we're offering traditional college credit classes as well for those students that might be wanting to earn their associate's degree. And then we also have services for those individuals that are maybe looking to get back and finish that high school diploma that they never did. They can be working through our high school completion programming to get that complete. And as well as some other, we have some free programming in place as well through our adult literacy programming and our ESL classes we offer in the evening.
And for those in high school right now, let's start with upperclassmen, the juniors and seniors. If they're looking to further their education either while they're still in high school or once they graduate, what would your recommendation be for them that they be doing right now in researching and getting prepared for that next level?
Sure. The junior and senior year really is a busy year for a high school student. First and foremost, we hope that they'd be exploring all of their different career academy options here at the Regional Center and enrolling in classes here to figure out if a certain career area is going to be a good fit for them or if maybe there's a better fit for them. So, of course, they have that ability to take college credit classes here. But also, junior year is really when students are starting to start narrowing down college choices, going on campus visits. They're taking the ACT or the SAT. They're working with their high school professional counselors to do some career aptitude and career inventory testing. And then senior year is kind of more narrowing down decision year. You know, they're going to start applying to their top college choices. They're filling out the federal financial aid forms, maybe finalizing campus visits, and then, of course, applying for scholarships. And then eventually, if they're moving, that step of looking for student housing as well.
And we've talked juniors and seniors there. Never too early for the freshmen and sophomores and their moms and dads that may be out there listening. What would you suggest they be doing right now?
Yeah, freshmen and sophomore, a little bit more time. But I tell you what, I think that they all will say that their 4 years of high school are flying by pretty quickly. We do have a nice partnership with some of our local middle schools, schools that they're actually sending students here that eighth grade year to tour and do a career day here on campus to hear from industry speakers. I think as early as eighth grade, ninth grade, these students are really starting to think next steps, career interest areas. Never, ever too early to get connected with your high school guidance counselor, to get in their office and just start talking with them and learning about the tools and resources that the high school has available that they could be taking advantage of to kind of start figuring out, you know, what their life might look like after high school graduation.
And again, an exciting time of year at the Kirkwood Regional Center here in Washington. When is the first day of class?
Our first day of class begins Monday, August 20th. And I will stress that that's a different start date than some of our school partners. So we always like to remind our high school students and parents of high school students that we do follow the Kirkwood academic calendar, so when Kirkwood's in session, all students taking Kirkwood classes should be here and be ready for class.
And if anybody would like more information about taking part in what Kirkwood offers, how can they do that?
they can give us a call here at the Regional Center. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions or set up an individual appointment. And our number is 653-4655.
Tara, thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.